Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus, Marisana Miriam Baschana, and Le'ilui Nishmas Libolda Ben Chaim Chaim, Maras Esther Bas Shmuel, whose yortzeit is this Shabbos, Parashas Vayikra, Parashas HaChodesh, and she was my great grandmother, and her neshama should have an aliyah and many, many zchuyos from this shir and from all of the mitzvos and ma'asim tovim of her life and that of her descendants. We're going to be learning some maharals that relate to what we're going to read on Shabbos. It says in the pasuk, Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem Elav me'ol moed le'mor. Vayikra el Moshe, Rashi says, L'chol adibros v'chol amirus v'chol atzivuyim Kadma kriya lashon chiba, lashon shemalachi asheris mishtam shembo, shenamar v'kara zel ze, aval nevi omus haolam, nigla aleim lashon arai v'toma, shenamar v'yikar elokim el bilam. In other words, for all the dibros and amiris and sivuyim, there's a kriya. Kriya is chiba. When there's a calling out, it's a lashon of affection. The way the malachi asheris speak, v'kara zel ze. But the Nevi Umas HaOlam, so that's why it says there was a Vayikra El Moshe. But the Nevi Umas HaOlam, it's Lashon Arai in Tuma, it's something not set, not Kavua, and it's impure. It says Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. Yikar is Lashon Tuma, Lashon Keri. And it's not a complete lashon. It's missing the aleph. Aleph is alufa shel olam. So the kriya to the those who Hashem loves is chiba, whereas in Nevi'im Olam, it's not no lashon kriya. So in Rashi we see that he was makdim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was makdim in the Torah a lashon of kriya, lashon of chiba. What's the chiba and the kriya? We find psukim, karena lo v'yocha lachem by Yisrael. The kriya is not a lashon of chiba. What's the special lashon of chiba by kriya? So let's see the Maharal Megur Aryeh. Perish. Kashir Yikra also Bishmo, Hural Shechafetz Benikra Vyodei Lov Bishmo, Shere Karlo Bishmo Amiyuchadlo, Avokim Shabadabrimo Below Kriya, Moroki and Makir Vyodo Bishmo, the Fika Hakriya Bishmo Huchiba. So the morale says the Omakapshat is that it's not just the Lashon of Vayikra, which is a Lashon of Chiba of Kriya, rather Hakriya Bishmo is Mara Lashon Chiba. Because Shmo Shel Adam is Miyuchadla. We all feel attached to our names. It's Mefurish. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. That people like to hear their name being spoken. And we all have that good feeling when someone says our name. So that's the Kriya B'Shmo. That's the Chiba. It's a Minagin. Many from circles that men and women, married men and women, don't call each other by their first names. If they're married to someone else, talking about, they're married to each other. You know, there are places even when they're married to each other, then that's really not for us, but calling someone else's wife by her first name. Hi, Rochalea. So, some communities that's accepted, but some it's not. And the reason is because it's a Lashon of Chiba. It's a Lashon of Chiba. Calling someone by their name. So that's why it says Vayikra El Moshe. He called to Moshe, and that kriya b'Moshe is the lashon of chiba, as the Maharal explains. Shari Karlo Bishma Miyuchadla, that's the Chiv, he calls him by a special name. Avakashimadab Rima below Kriya, Marukien Makir Biyodo Bishma, but if he calls to him, if he speaks to him without a Kriya, he shows that he doesn't recognize him, he doesn't know his name. And therefore Kriyash Bishmo is Chiba. Behashta Ein Kashya Lamadar Shulashun Chiba. The Maishna Vayikra Moshe Mikol Sha'ar Kriya. The Siv Karen Alove Yochal Lachem. So how's that any different? Why is this Vayikra Chiba? And in Karen Alove Yochal Lachem, call him and he'll eat bread. Is not a Lashon of Chiba. Da'acha Kriya B'Shem V'Vadi Lashon Chiba. There, it's not a Kriya B'Shem. Call him. Yisra referring to Moshe. But here, it's a Lashon of Yikra Moshe. It's Kriya B'Shem. Kol Shekein Kashir Yikra also B'Kefil Hashem Moshe Moshe. Shul Moral Yediyah V'Akar Yiseru K'Shekafal B'Shmo. So certainly when he says Moshe Moshe, that shows double chiba, and therefore kriya is lashon chiba. It's interesting though that the raya Rashi brings is v'kara ze el ze. Doesn't say that they're calling each other out by name. Just says lashon of kriya, and Rashi seems to be contrasting the Vayikra with an aleph to the Vayikra without an aleph. But that's the Mahalach of the Maharal, and we will move on to the next Maharal that we're going to learn together, which is in the Sefer HaTiferes in Perek Chof Aleph. Uvemedrash, ma bein avi Yisrael and avi olam akum. What's the difference between Jewish prophets and Gentile prophets? Avi olam ena kadosh baruch hu nigla lahem rak b'chatzi dibur. This is in Perek Chof Aleph. Avi olam, a kadosh baruch hu was only magal himself to them with a half a dibur. Shenemar v'yikar elokim el bilam. Ein loshen v'yikar loshen tuma. K'moda asamar ki yeh b'cha ish lo tar mikra laila. And there's a man amongst you who's impure because he had an accident at night, a mikra, a yikar at night. Aval Yisrael b'loshin tyra, b'loshin kedusha, b'loshin borer, v'yikra al Moshe, b'loshin shemalachay asheretz makalsin, shenamar v'kara zel ze. So as Rav Hartman points out in his Maharal, these are really two Midrashim, two Deos in the Medrash, and the Maharal puts them together. First is the opinion of Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yisachar de Kfar Mandi. First is the opinion of Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Umsalam V'Chatzi Dibor V'Yikar. But here it's V'Yikra, and Rav Yisachar de Kfar Mundi says Ein V'Yikra Lashon Tuma. Okay, so the Maharal is mechaber the two, and brings the pasuk of L'Sher Lo Tar Mikra Laila B'Nevi Yisrael B'Lashon Kedusha B'Lashon Tair B'Lashon Bar. U'Biur Zeh. So that's the Medrash. That's the quote from the Medrash. What's the explanation? Ki nevuas umas ha'olam akum ein nevua beveru gamer. Lefikach, when they have nevua, the umas ha'olam, it's not such a clear nevua. Lefikach ziva yikar shu chatzi dibur bilvad. It's only a half a dibur. It's missing the aleph. Kfi mashu nevua sheinu beveru gamer. In other words, the very word vayikar, the way God appears to him is lacking. It's not the whole word, because the nevua is not the whole nevua. Now with complete clarity. As the Gemara says, Nivamas, there's a chilik between Nevuas Moshe lebein Nevuas Yishayahu v'shar Nevi'im, because the other Nevi'im were mistakel bas baklari with a looking glass, she'ena me'ira, And Moshe Rabbeinu was Mstakamas Baklaria Meira. And in the Derech Chaim in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yodale, the Maharal says, "Ratzaloymar ki Moshe b'nei shahaisen of wasun of delis legamrei, b'zenikra shorabras baklari meira, v'kachomar ki lo yirani ha'odam, ki ein lo tmuna gashmis, v'lorosa k'fi mashu yizbar, Hashem yizbarach, yevsh l'oros Hashem yizbarach, shum nivdol mikol. Aval Yishaya ein mashen ma'loso kol kach, v'er Hashem yizbarach b'kol gashmi, v'zenikras baklari she'ein meira. Ura Hashem Yisbarach Derech Olam Gashmi." Moshe Rabbeinu had a clearer vision. His nevuah was separate. It was kadosh. It was clear. And therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, "Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai." Because when it's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, right, like the Gemara there says, that Yeshaya said that he saw, and that he saw Hashem. But it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ki lo yirani adam v'chai." So what's the pshat? So the pshat is that Moshe, and then the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw bas baklari meira, and Yeshaya bas baklari she'ena meira. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu, on his level, had great clarity. So if he would have seen Hashem on his level, he would have died. So about him, it says, "Ki lo yirani adam b'chai." But when Yeshaya, when it says that he saw Hashem, how did he live? How does it say he saw Hashem and lived? If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said by Moshe Rabbeinu, "And I saw Hashem," he would have died, because in his madrega, can't see Hashem, because his Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega nevdelis, the madrega ruchnis. But Yeshaya, who sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'koach gashmi, that's the aspeklari she'ena meira, he could see him that way. That's a malbush, he's seeing him with enclosed, so to speak. It's not the same, it's not a direct vision. Memele, he can see him and live. That's the difference. The hefresh asher yesh ben Moshe ben Shair Nevi'im. Moshe k'siv bo peh al peh. Aval Shair Nevi'im ayim misnabim bas baklari she'ena meira. Hayiroa Hashem Yisbarach derech malbush hazeh agashmi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was peh al peh adabrabo, which is a closer level of connection. And other Nevi'im saw bas baklari she'ena meira derech malbush gashmi. And the Chedush HaGadus in Yevamos Mem Tes Amud Beis, he says, "Kizeh hefresh yesh ben aspakari meira l'sheina meira, that aspakari meira ro dover kashir ba'mitasa. When you have a clear vision, you see it as it is. Aval sheina meira and ro dover ba'mitus kashir hu." So the clearer the vision, the higher the nevuah, the clearer the vision, the more gashmi it is. The less clear it is. And therefore there's a contrast between the nevuah of Moshe, which is very clear, and the nevuah of Yeshaya, other Nevi'im, which was less clear. But to see Hashem directly, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't. Yeshaya could say he saw him, because he's seeing him derech malbush. So we continue here in the Maharal, again with Perek Chof Aleph of Sefer Tiferes. So it says Vayikar, which is a lashon of Chatzi Dibur, only half the word, because that's what the Nevuah is. The Nevuah is not Bebei Rogamer, like we saw by the other Nevi'im. So certainly if the Jewish prophets didn't see Bebei Rogamer, certainly the Akum, and their Nevuah Hibetumah, Av Shashem Yisbarach, Kadosh, Dvarav Kadoshim, how can you say that? That it's Lashon Tuma. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kadosh was Varav Kedoshim. Nevi'im Masol Mekabim Adibur Afim Heim Tmeim. Vein Tzrichim Kedusha V'Taira. Nevertheless, even though God is holy and His words are holy, the Nevi'im Masol Mekabim Mekabim Adibur V'Hashem, even if they're impure, and they don't need Kedushin Taira. Hamoshol L'Mishem Mashlich Mimeno Diner Zov. Eino Makbet Afim Noifel La'ashba. כי אין כוונוס רק להשליך ממנו הדינר. ייבו בכל מקום, כך השם יסברך אינו חפץ, כאשר מדבר נביא ומסעולם רק שיצא הדיבור ממנו. יבוא על המקבל אף בתומה. אבל כאשר מדבר עם נביא ישראל, נשיח את אימו הדיבור. So it's like someone takes a gold coin and he throws it away. He doesn't care if it falls in the garbage, he just wants to get rid of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he just speaks the Nevi Yomas HaOlam, he just wants the Dibur to go out and can go wherever, even into the garbage can, even to the Navi who's Tameh. That's what the Maharal says. The Gurariya in Osei, B'Losh and Tumah, Afal Gav Dechsi V'Yikar Elokim V'Yisprach Loki B'Tumah. Komokum vayikar, kasa vayikar, bnei shubad, dibur al bilam betum. It's not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is betum, chas shalom. Bilam is. If we zbaruch bevadei kodesh, rak bedibur, asher kar le bilam, bol bilam betum. So by the makabal it was betum, but not chas v'shalom, by the medaber. So when he speaks to him as nimu seolam, ah, aval kasher, medaber im nevi Yisrael, ah. So when he speaks to him as seolam, it's makabal tumah. Just throwing it away, I'm saying it, and now you can do whatever you want with it. When he speaks, you know, it's sort of like lahavdil alfa alfa avdalas. To I don't know what to be mavdil from what anymore. But when you talk about today, virtual connection, you know, when people are connecting via all these different machines that they have, so it's not such a personal connection. People just throw it out there, and whoever gets it gets it. Whoever doesn't get it doesn't get it. Whoever looks doesn't look doesn't look. It's not really a personal connection. So Shemar also. Speaking to the Navi, the Um Solom, he just throws it out there and he takes it. But he doesn't, there's no real connection. Havdil, the quarterback, throws the Hail Mary. I don't know if I should use that term over here. But we're learning Torah, right? But anyway, whoever catches it. You know, it's not like there's any direct connection. So he's obviously, Hashem directs it at this Navi, but he doesn't want it to be a personal connection. It's like Lahashlich Lahashpa. When he speaks to Nevi Yisrael, Nesiachet Yimu HaDibur, there's a connection here. V'zeikr Dibur Yisbaruch Shemadabur Yisbaruch Al Nevim V'Nesiachet Yimu HaDibur. There's a special Yichud HaDibur by Nevi Yisrael. There's a connection between, when there's the speech, there's a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person. We know that speech is connection. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, Re'u Medaberes. And there's 2 days there. One day is Medaberes, is Nevelis. So you see this notion of speech is connection. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, Lahavdil, to Nevi Yisrael, it's done with a deep connection. In Rosh Yatzin Dibur Yisbaruch B'tumah. L'kachin Mekam Yisrael Anevua, Shidibur Hashem Yisbaruch Rak B'kedusha. So since there's a connection, we have to be B'kedusha. Since by Nevi Yisrael, the Kabbalah Senevu is part of Hashem's Dibur, it's not just throwing it out there and then they catch it, but it's direct. They're directly connected, so they have to be B'Kedusha. If they're not, how can they get it? They're Metamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. If he's connecting to them with the Dibur and they're B'Tumah, so then Chas V'Shalom, he's now connected to Tumah. That can't be. They have to be B'Kedusha. It says, Lo kam b'Yisrael ka Moshe Od, aval ben Yivu Yisraelam kam. Umanu Bilam, that Bilam was on the level of Moshe, but still, it was B'Tumah. Even if he was Gadol ben Nevuah Me'od, kevin shenevosa yisa b'chisaron u'B'Tumah, ain't that Ma'ilas ha'Nevuah. So the real mile of Nevuah is only when it's with clarity and not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Nevi'im HaSeolam. Nevi'im HaSeolam, there's no connection. There's no Kedusha, there's no Tara, there's no Beirur. But by Nevi Yisrael, there is. There it's a Chatzi Dibur. It's not Beirur and it's not Bekedusha. And the Tiferes Yisrael's footnotes are Farman That's a beautiful insight that when Hashem spoke to Bilam, Divrei Nevuah, it says Vayomer, and it doesn't say Eilof. Vayasem Hashem Dabar Rafi Bilam, Vayomer Shuv Balak V'Choy Sedaber, Vayikar Hashem Al Bilam, Vayasem Rafi Vayomer Shuv Balak V'Choy Sedaber. But by Moshe it says, this is Shmos Vav Beis, Vayidaber Elokim Al Moshe Vayomer Eilof. Vayomer says Vayomer Eilof. So it's to him. There's a Yichud Hadibor. Also, you can look, most people can have access to the Maharal. They also have it on HebrewBooks.org, I think. But they have it in many Batei Medrash. But if you look in footnote 30, it talks about this a little more also. It's Kedai, so kick an innovating, as they say in the yeshivas, to look inside and see what it says. So what does it mean then? How can we compare the Nevuah? So the comparison is on the level of the fact that they know Dvarim Elyonim. Just like Moshe knows Dvarim Elyonim, he also knows Dvarim Elyonim. But it's not a complete comparison. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Betara, was Beberu. And if it was Bilam was Betumah. So the Maral's Mechadish, don't think it's equal mamish. It's just, they're equating the fact that he knew really, really high things like Moshe, but it was not the same. It's Betumah. Dusha Gadol Sanhedrin Kuf Hei, he writes, "Ki Mizdam Bilam B'Koyach Hatumah Shahayil Ola Moshe." And for Bilam it was B'Derech Hatumah, and with Moshe it was B'Derech Kedusha. So we move on. It says, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, V'chol korba minchoscha b'melech timloch, v'loi sash bis melech brisa lekecha me'al minchosecha, al kol korboncha takwiv melech. Rashi says, melech bris, sh'abris krusa l'melech, m'sheshi s'mei bereshis. On all korbonos, you have to have salt. Because salt is a bris of salt from the 6 days of creation. Shehuftuchu mayim atachtonim, likarev b'mizbeach b'melech. The Mayim HaTachtonim were promised that they would be brought on the Mizbeach with salt. The Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, and the drawing of the water, and they pour the water on Sukkos. So they go, the water goes back onto the Mizbeach with Melach. So what is salt? So the Maharal brings in the name of the Re'eim, the Melechino Rak Mayim Krushim. It's sort of solidified water. Shereim Tinchenu B'Mayim Nomeis B'Mayim. If you put it in the water, it'll melt in the water. So there's a connection between salt and the water. Also look in the Ramban. So therefore you have to be Makriv on the Mizbeach B'Melech. Also, adds Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, even the water that's not salt water, it's going to go on the Mizbeach. So that's the Medrash, the famous Medrash, that Mayim Tachtonim are called Mayim Bochim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu split up the lower waters of our world and the upper waters of the upper world, and the lower waters cried, and Hashem said, alright, you're going to go on the Mizbeach and you're going to come back to me. So what's this whole inyan of the Omek Tainas HaMayim, that they want to be like the Elyonim? They want to be like the Mayim Elyonim. So, says Rabbeinu the Maharal, V'yesh B'medrash is a Dover Ne'la Me'od. There's something very hidden here, very Kabbalistic. לפי שכל דברם תומן אל הולכים להלוס ומעלם בקודש ולא מרידים ומים תחתונים נבלו מן עליון ובנעשו תחתונים וזהו הפך הסדר הבריאה במציאות שהולך הכל לסלוס תומת ולפי כחלוי נבדלו מהם עד שבטיח השם יסבר החוסם ליאוס קרובים על המז קרובים על המזבח שיקנו הסלוס וזהו ידי הבדלוס ובנעשו תחתונים. So these lower waters, the derech of life is that we're supposed to go up מעלם בקודש ולא מרידים. And here the waters went down, they went far from Hashem. So then Hashem made sure to promise them, no, you're going to go up, you're going to go on this back, you're going to come back close to me. Whether it's with the salt and with the Nisuch HaMayim. Shikvar's Bayer, ki mida zosi etzel, shu etzel Hashem Yisbarach, shalo borcha lemizbeach rak mimina mashfeilim. שאמרו למבוכה בתורם מבני יונם שהם באופס יוסי נדופים מן מינים אלו וימי מספחייס יוסי נדופים רק שור בכבס ועז ובוכה השם יסברך בהם בכל עניין זה כי עולם הזה עולם גש משר יוסי משה בו מצליח בו מצד שהוא מסייח יסי לעולם הזה ושר נרדף אין הגש מיסבור לפי כך הוא נבחר ליוס נקרב למילה הנבדלס. So there's this midah by Hashem that he likes those who are pursued, those who are not treated nicely. Elohim Yavakish is a near death, the Pasuk says. It says, why in Bavakama, why does Hashem choose Torah and Bnei Yonim as the birds? Because these are the birds that are the most pursued. They get picked on the most. They're bullied the most. They talk a lot about bullying. These birds are bullied. And Behemoth and Chayas, the most near Duffim are the Shore, the Kevis, and the A's. They go on the Mizbeach. Why? Because the more a person's Moshel in this world, it's because he's Mesiaches to this world. People look for a Memshal in this world. They want to be in charge. They're in power. So that's because they're Shaykh to Olam Hazeh. Somebody who's near Duff, so he's not in the world of Gashmias. He's not Shaykh to this world. And therefore he's Nifchar Lios Nikrav Lamaila Nivdelis. Therefore he goes in the Mizbeach. והנה מה שקיבלו חיסרון והבלו מן המים עליונים זכו ליאוס להם קרובים קרובים על המזבח וזה הצד לא היה זה פחיסוס להם כשהוא אינו גדול בעולם הזה. So these mayim, they were separated from the Mayim Ha'elyonim, and now because of that, because they were lowered, now they become close to Hashem and they're not shaykh to this world. And so to Klal Yisrael, since we are not shaykh to Olam Hazeh, one explanation of our suffering is that we suffer the most. This is not our world. People think this is our world. They're going to live forever, which is not happening. We're the nation of the eternity, not of this world. We're beyond time. We're related to the moon, the ischachus, the new world, not this little world. Ein chadash tachas hashemesh, me'al hashemesh there is. Like it says in the Sefer HaNetzach in the 15th chapter, "Me'achas shebi'arnu b'raz b'rus ki Yisrael im ikra nivraim b'olam hazeh b'shulam nivra olam, v'reinu ki rov yimei olam Yisrael heim b'tzaru b'golus b'olam hazeh v'eichem ikra b'olam." How we the ikra if we suffer the most? V'zeki kol darvishu b'olam hazeh sholam gashmi ein lo shaychus al nivdol min agashmi. Something gashmi doesn't have shaychus al nivdol min agashmi, because he can't be in both worlds. He goes on, I'm not going to read the whole lashon. So since we're not miyucha to this world, we suffer here. It's always important to remember. This isn't our world. Like the famous story of the Nazir. Nidarim Mesechas Nazir, Echadam Mitzgah Ba'olam Sheino Shalcha. This is not our world. So he took upon himself to cut off his beautiful hair. So therefore, in our stay in this world, we usually weren't in power. This isn't our world. Even now, that the Jews have their own state, but they're still always looking over their shoulder. What's the world saying? What's America saying? Getting money from them. Because this isn't our world. The less of mitzvahs you have in this world, the more you're karvel and nivdal. You're close to what's separate, what's holy. From loya davar zeh, lohaya amayim nivdalim and elyonim liyos tachtonim. Im losha davar zeh kach, kimashu tachtonim im krovim el nivdal. Zeh ramzu zal kasher tovin. So this world is the world of Gashmius and Chomrius. The more shaykh you are to the Gashmius, the more successful you are. The pure, more pure you are, the less you have shlita in this world. And if someone is not matzliach, it shows that he's close to the Ruchni. So now these Maima Tachtonim, they're like Nirdafim, they were separated from their Yonim. They lost out. So now that they're in a Dafim, in this world, they have a special Shaychas Takarish Baruch Hu. He continues on there and he says, Tvaram Niflaim, Shkola Mashbil Atzmo, Karish Baruch Hu, Magbio. Hashem elevates you if you're Mashbil yourself. You become more Shaykh Takarish Baruch Hu. One more little piece. Parashas HaChodesh. It says in the Medrash, HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh Mishan Ulechem Lechot Shei Hashana. The Medrash Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baloma Kaba Barosh HaChodesh Mishanim. Mishabach HaYakob Ubanav Kaba Rosh Chodesh El Geula. Shebo Niglu Mitzrayim Ubo Kibo Yaakov HaBrachos. Ubo Asidim Ligol Ubo Lanad Yitzchak Ubo Lanakar Agabe Amizbech Ubo Aramiz Liyisrael Shirosh Shua Shinem Arishan Lechem Ulechem Lechot Shei Hashana. It says this Chodesh is the first of the Chodesh Hashana. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the world, he chose the new years, new months. He was Bocher B'Yakov. He was Kovea, the Rosh Chodesh of Geula. There were going to be Nigal Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's when Yaakov was Makabel the Brachas. And that's when we're going to be Nigal. And that's when Yitzchak was born. And that's Akedas Yitzchak. And this is the beginning of the salvation, Rosh Tshua, Reishon Olachem L'chad Shei Hashanah. Biaru B'zeh, Kiruim, explains the Ma'aral, Lios Negolim B'chodesh Rishon, Mashu Rishon. V'nekach Neser HaChomet, Shenasa B'arichos Hazman, Shesho L'hachmitz, V'choy Negu L'kachu. Ki lo espiku B'tzeikas, Avoseinu L'hachmitz, V'mizeh Tirish, Kol Negu L'mbli Hemshech Zman. V'fi Sheyitzol Yotzim Adregas Kedush Elokis, Shein Shaykh B'zman, The morale says a very big yisod here that we're leaving at the beginning, at the Rishon. Why Rishon? Because Zman is relating to this world, and we're supernatural people, we're above time. So that's why Chometz is Aser. Because it becomes chametz over time. A very, very deep idea here that time is part of this world, time is physicality. When God created the world, He created time. And we're the Jewish people, we're above time. We should have started with the chodesh. Because this is the beginning. It's the Jewish people. B'li hemshech zman. We started with Bereshis, which is the hemshech zman of Dumas Ha'olam. For the reason Rashi says in the first Rashi in the Torah and in the first pasuk in the Torah in Bereshis Bara Elokim. So there's a lot of great Torah about this in the Pachad Yitzchak, and Pesach he talks about this. That's the Pagam of Chometz, that is Zahem Sheikh Zman. And we're the people that are above time. Ein machmitzim. It's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to be machmis mitzvahs. It's a pagam and a mitzvah if you do it with a hemshech zman. This whole union of atzlus, of laziness, and things taking a long time, it's not only because it shows that it's not chashiv to a person, which is the pashtus, but because he's doing it now in the realm of time. The more time passes, the more this worldly it is. The less time passes, the more otherworldly it is, because that's the world of no time, above time. He writes in Perek Peivav, he calls Varm Noflim Tachas Azman, everything's within time, except for Hashem. Therefore, chametz is aser because it's made within time. Sivala matzah, that's without time. And if you look in the footnote in the Maharal, that's the latest, I think. Maybe another one has come out since. But about a year ago, the Gvurat Hashem, the second chela, came out. So if you look there in Perek Lamed Hey, in the footnotes, he has a lot of nice inyanim here relating to this inyan of achmatza on time. So we're a nation that's above time. And therefore, we are in Chodesh Agula is the first month, which is the least passage of time right at the beginning. And Chometz is Aser, which is time. Matz is the mitzvah, which is a lack of time. And we're the people that are above time. V'netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh v'lo yinachim. We are the eternal people. Baruch Hashem. Or as the song goes, Am HaNetzach lo mefached miderech arukah. We're the Am HaNetzach, and one day we're going to be living in a world that's above time. And that's who we are. So we should be able to see the world from an above time perspective, not getting too focused on the tzaras of the present, but knowing that in God's eyes, the present, past, and future are all connected. So everything is interrelated, and all brings ultimately to the geula. So it's not like in our world the geula hasn't happened yet, but in Hashem's world, when He's above time, this is all, it's right now. So memela. Everything that's happening now is all part and parcel of that. It's all happening at the same time, kiviyachol, because there is no time. So this is a much deeper topic, maybe for another time. But for now, we're going to wish everybody a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh. And we should be zocheh mirtzei Hashem b'karv mamish to the gula b'nisim nigalu u'b'nisim asidim ligal b'meher v'yameinu amen v'amen. Good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friend.